In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Today is the 22nd of December. The days are getting longer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The darkness has fled and the light is coming. But the real light is coming. His name is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. How we need Jesus. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Oh yes, are you magnifying the Lord today? Am I magnifying the Lord today? It's not about me, it's not about you, it's about Him. Yes, and we sometimes forget that Christmas means gifts and we've got to do this and that and the other thing, and we forget Him. It's all about Him. It's not about us. Christmas is all about Him. And we're opening the phone lines today. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I want to hear from new people today. I'm tired of hearing the same people. We need new people to call and ask what they need from the Savior. Oh, yeah, for unto us in the city of David, that is Bethlehem, is born a Savior, not a good man, not a prophet. I was thinking, if the Jewish people say Jesus is a prophet, they have no idea, because he said he was God. And if he's a prophet and said he was God, he was a phony. But he said he was God. Before Abraham was, I am. And you know what? He's more than a prophet. He's the Son of God. He's God in the flesh. To touch Jesus is to touch God in the flesh. And I was thinking this morning how God becomes so small in the Eucharist. He's so tiny in the Eucharist, but it's the full presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. God becomes small. Who's calling?
This is Diane, Father, the same old Diane. But, Father, I have to tell you about a healing that we prayed for Rosa, and she had a stomach problem. She's better, and she called me to tell me, and to thank you.
Praise God. Rosa got healed from her stomach problem. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful, God, that you are the God of miracles. And you know what? He's got a miracle in store for you today. You say, "I don't like Christmas. It brings back all bad memories." Then think about the Savior. Don't think about the holiday. Think about the Savior. Let Him know how much you love Him. Let Him know how much you need Him. My Lord, I not only know how much I love Him, but I need Him more than I love Him. And I want someday to say I love Him as much as I need Him. Wouldn't that be great? 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Diane just told us that Rosa got healed. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Yesterday we prayed for Jake over the phone, and Jake is a Jewish Christian. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful that we could pray for Jake yesterday, that the Lord would flood him with the glory of God, that the Lord would flood him with the presence of God. And we prayed for someone else who had a knee problem. And we prayed, I think his name is Matt, that God would heal that knee problem and fill him with the glory of God and the grace of God. Who's calling?
Ron.
Ron, I'm so glad to hear from you. How's Barbara?
Oh, she's doing good, Father. I just want to give you a good report of ongoing healing. I saw the doctor on Saturday about my lung cancer, and they did another scan, and he called me yesterday. There's nothing there. That's 5 years now, so just praise the Lord.
Praise God. Ron got healed of lung cancer. Hallelujah. There's nothing on his lung anymore. praise God. Isn't that wonderful? God hears and answers prayer. I tell you, you might say, I've reached the dead end street. That's when Catherine Kuhlman surrendered her life to Jesus on a real dead end street. She had met much problems in her life, and she just surrendered to Jesus on a dead end street, and the Lord started to do miracles through her. 617-770-3030.
That's right. And as Father was saying, that Jesus becomes so small in the Eucharist, we are called to become small so Jesus can be big in us. When we forget about ourselves, then we can remember Jesus, and we get to then live in his grace and his love and his joy and his peace. My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, but not as the world give do I give. Let not your heart be troubled, don't be afraid. Jesus gives us his peace, he gives us his joy. And we have a caller who's calling.
Who's calling?
Hi, Father. It's Patty from Danvers.
Patty from Danvers. How are you, Patty?
Yes, I'm doing okay. It's the first time I've called you and talked to you privately, but I've first time I'm calling on the radio.
Well, we're glad to have you call, Patty.
Yeah, thank you. I just I lost my mom, passed on in November 10th, and it's very difficult. So, just want to say a prayer for Mary. Her name was Mary. And
Lord, may Mary rest in peace. May she have Christmas this year in heaven, in Jesus' holy name.
Thank you.
And Lord, comfort her daughter. Comfort her daughter. Let her daughter know that her mother is in good hands right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. 6177. Who's calling? Paul. Paul, come on. We're waiting, Paul. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's AJ. How are you?
Hi, AJ. Good to hear from you. Merry Christmas.
Yes, you too, Father Tom. Thank you for everything you do, and Anthony as well. I don't really know you, but I pray for you guys all the time. I just need praying to keep us in our prayers. My mother with her diabetes, and now her friend Nick, who his family's going to be putting him in assisted living, and the poor guy's just not doing good. 85-year-old guy, Nick Galuzzo. A lot of people know him. He was well known in the Boston area. So keep him in your prayers. So keep the Izzo family, the Galuzzo family, and all the other families who are hurting. We might not know them by name, but we know that they love Jesus just as we do, and we serve a powerful, almighty God. And in Jesus' name, I just want to say thank you for you, Father Tom, and people like you who truly have a heart that really care about people. That means so much to me, and I love being part of your support system and doing the best we can to support you. And I pray that others are hearing this and give you the support that you need, because, again, we need people like you that are out there that are not afraid to speak the real word of God and bring healing to people. And as you mentioned, we don't need you, not saying that in a bad way, but we could pray when two are in agreement. The Bible says things happen. I also have a health issue. I was just diagnosed with, it's a little scary, but I believe that, you know, when I go see the doctor, it's going to be healed. So keep me in your prayers as well. And just buon Natale, happy, prosperous, healthy new year, and wishing you all the best. I truly do. Thank you
for
everything.
Well, we pray for you in Jesus' name, that whatever is bothering you physically would go in Jesus' name. And we pray for the families, that the Holy Spirit would come upon families right now, that they would know the power of God and the love of God. Father, families need you. In order to receive Christians, we have to have Christian families. So we ask, Lord, for the blessing of God on families right now, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Father Tom, Amen. Thank you so much. God bless.
As Christmas comes, we're not preparing for a day. We're preparing for a person. We're preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, who over 2,000 years ago came in this world, and he came in for you. He died on the cross for you. He rose from the dead for you. You know, he came in this world and became so small, the God who all the galaxies can't contain. He came in the form of a little child. He was in Mary's womb, her immaculate womb, for 9 months contained. And now he comes in the form of bread in the Eucharist, and he lets us consume him. You know, Jesus is so great this Christmas, and we just need to understand to make the Christmas about Jesus. It's good. It's okay to get presents and be around family. That's all good and godly stuff. But we want to give our first fruit. We want to give our best to the Lord. We want to remember Jesus this Christmas. Without Jesus, there's no Christmas. Without Jesus, there's no world. He created this world. Without Jesus, there's no life. And Jesus wants to come, and he wants to be the center of your life. He wants to be the king of your life. This Christmas, Jesus wants to pour out his grace upon you, upon your whole family. You know, when we bring our attention upon something, it begins to manifest. So this Christmas, even as we bring Jesus into our families, into our house, he's going to begin to become present in within us, within our families, within the love of God. So this Christmas, we're not waiting for a person. I mean, we're not waiting for a day, as Jess told me. We're waiting for a person.
You know the name of Christmas, where it comes from? Christ Mass. That's where it comes from. The Mass of Christ. My grandfather was not a praying person, but he used to say around Christmas, the enemy is very active. And I'm going to tell you that's really true. The enemy is very active, but God is more active.
Father, when we were at the monastery, I just think you should tell me, we were at the monastery, all of a sudden, we were sitting there, and all the monks in silence, and I just saw Father begin to howl in laughter, and I've never seen him laugh so hard, and he was trying to be quiet because we were staying in silence. And then later, I said, Father, what was so funny? What were you laughing at?
The enemy said about a brother, he's a fake. And I knew it was a joke.
When
he bowed to the Lord, he's a fake. And I start laughing at the enemy that's not true. But, you know, anything that will get us off our horse and start running after him and being afraid. 617-770-3030. The name of the monastery is Most Holy Trinity Monastery at Petersham, Massachusetts. Paul, what would you like?
I would like you to pray that I would surrender completely to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of it. I want to believe that, like, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And
I think what you're saying is you don't feel it, but you got to do it anyway.
I don't feel it. I don't feel it 100%, but it's not
about feeling, Paul. It's about willing. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, you've done it.
Amen.
You've surrendered, and you have to keep on
more.
Surrendering.
Every day.
Just
pray that I surrender more and more each day.
Lord, let Paul surrender more and more and more each day, and deliver him from being scrupulous about it. That every time you say, I surrender, Lord, he takes that, and you know what? He does everything for us. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Oh, I'm so appreciative for contemplative monks and contemplative nuns who pray. They are like the nervous system of the church. Without them, they would have taken a nervous breakdown in the church. But we need to pray. We need to pray for the founder of Priests for Life. He got defrocked because he spoke the truth to his people. And you know what? We need to pray for them, for that priest, that they defrocked. Who's calling?
Hey, Father Tom and Anthony, it's Bob Brooks. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bob Brooks.
Yeah, listen, I know I'll be back to Glory Nights after the first of the year, but I just want to, during this time of year, thank Jesus for all the blessings and true miracles that he's done in me and my family's life. And you guys know the whole story of legal battles, but I want to pray for my sister, younger sister, who's spending Christmas in prison this year, and for her family and reconciliation with our family. Love you both and hope to see you soon. Thanks, guys.
Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in Bob's family. We thank you that you hear and answer prayer. We thank you that Christmas is all about Jesus and family. It's all about Jesus and family, how we need a family of God's presence. I was told a talk that the disciples first belonged before they believed. They belonged to Jesus and they belonged to each other before they believed. And you know what? What we need in the church is that we would belong. Some people say they don't even know my name. I've been coming for 5 years. How sad. How sad. That's very sad. No one has ever greeted the person. How sad. We need to belong, and that means to a working community that loves Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030.
Yeah. Christmas, like Father said, Christ Mass. After the glory service yesterday, Jenny said, she said, I'm going to come. She's not Catholic, but she said, I'm going to come to the Mass on Christmas Day because my church is closed. And me and Father were talking. Like, it just doesn't make sense. How could a church not be open on Christmas of all days of the year? This is the one day to go into God's house and worship him. So maybe if your church isn't open, come to a Christmas Mass. Experience Christ's Mass. Experience Christmas. You're all so more than welcome. You know, there's a midnight Mass at St. John the Baptist in Quincy. And last year when I went, they had all of the sisters from the convent next door. They were singing. And it was just one of the most, and it was just such an amazing, amazing experience. It was an amazing experience. If you need to find a Mass near you for Christmas Day, you can go on, there's a website called Mass Times, masstimes.org, and you just put in your zip code and it'll say all the Masses around you. But yeah, I just think it's very important, not only for Jesus' heart, but for our own souls and our own grace. It's such a gift that on the day of Christmas, we get into a church. It's just the Christmas Mass, the Christmas Midnight Mass, the Christmas Vigil Mass. It's just such an encounter. And, you know, personally, I could never, never even fathom having a Christmas or Christmas Eve without spending it with the Lord in his house.
617-770-3030. Aren't we blessed to have a church that preaches Christ? Aren't we blessed to have a church that preaches the Lord Jesus Christ? Father Matt and Father Joseph, how blessed we are to have two priests who preach the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I find out that my friend from Virginia Beach, he goes to Mass and they never mention the name of Jesus. How sad. I said, we've got to pray for that priest or those priests. You know, that's sad. If you don't mention the name of Jesus, who are you mentioning? Who are you talking about? Like, if you don't talk about Jesus, who are you talking about? I was listening to a sermon a week ago, and the person was a minister, and he had been a minister for 39 years and didn't know the Lord. And at a Catherine Kuhlman service, he was converted. She said, what did you preach when you didn't know the Lord? She said, some of this and some of that. She said, I don't understand it. But now you're going to preach Jesus. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Come to our church at 12 o'clock midnight, St. John the Baptist. Come and celebrate Christmas and sing Joy to the World and sing O Holy Night and sing Silent Night. Oh, yes, come. You're welcome here. You're welcome to come. And you're welcome to come and praise God with us. This is the day to praise the Lord. And, you know, we have been graced to be in this little church. Well, it's not little at all. It's big. This big church. I'm thinking of Holy Rosary. That was a little church. But, you know, we always had midnight mass. And not many people came. But we always had midnight mass. And I used to do it by the grace of God. I can't do it anymore. I'm in bed at 12 o'clock. And that's just the way it is. So I go to Mass at another time. Who's calling?
Noreen, Father Tom, and Anthony. Good morning.
Good morning, Noreen.
So, Father, I'm asking for prayer for two things. My friend Kim fell 9 feet and has a concussion and water on her knee. So I'm asking for a really miraculous prayer for her. She lives alone, and she really needs God's touch. And for myself, I was exposed to COVID at a funeral on Monday, that I will continue to test negative and heal quickly, and for all who are exposed.
So, Lord, we pray, first of all, for the woman who fell 9 feet. We pray that you would heal her completely, totally, and entirely. And we pray for Noreen that she does not get the virus, because she's been protected by the Lord Jesus Christ. Anthony and I, the last time we went to the monastery, we had in contact with all the monks who were getting sick with the virus, but we never got it by the grace of God. And they were all there. One was gone, the next one, three were gone, the next time, five were gone, because they all got the virus. And we never got it by the grace of God, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030.
There was an outbreak, but all the monks were fine. But we really want God. We want an outbreak of the Holy Spirit. An outbreak, Lord, of your holy fire this Christmas. That the fire of God is your love, Lord. And your love is incarnate on the crucifix, Jesus. But right now, we're celebrating your birth, Lord. That you came in the world and you made yourself little for us. Help us to make ourselves little so you can be big in us, so that you can be big in us. Help us to just meditate this Christmas upon you, Jesus, and just truly understand the reason for you this season. Please come celebrate with us. You are invited, like Father Tom said, come to Midnight Mass at St. John the Baptist. It's a very, very wonderful midnight mass. It really is. I've been to many, but this one is completely special. And Father, why don't you just pray and release, just release what God's telling you to release.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is the only baby that was born to die so that we might have life and have it to the full, and that he would rise from the dead. We pray for the unction of the Holy Spirit to come upon the people that are listening today, especially the ones that have tears in their eyes because they're hurt to the heart. So we pray for them especially, God, that you would grace them with your presence, that they would know that they're not alone, and that they're not alone, but their family is with you. We want to ask you, God, in Jesus' name, to pour out the Holy Spirit in abundance upon these people, because they need it and we need it. I want the Holy Spirit to be poured out abundantly upon Anthony and me. I want that to happen so that we can continue to preach the Word of God in season and out of season. I tell you, Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Mary was all about the Savior. Mary was all about Jesus. I tell you, she carried within her womb Jesus, and she wasn't an incubator. She was a mother who carried her son in her womb. Her son made real through the power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, Mary is the key Christian, the key Christian. We want to be like her, who say, yes, Lord, no matter what the Lord asks us of. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Tune in tomorrow for the Christmas message. God bless you.
In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.